Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Matt Pauly. No Cardinals baseball tonight. They're back at tomorrow, opening up a big weekend series against the Cubs. The Cubs losing earlier today and traveling to St. Louis. Things are tightening up just a bit in the NL Central. Cardinals are 5 games back of the Brewers. Cubs are 2 back. So the Cardinals go into a 3-game series against Chicago, 3 games back of the Cubs. We're happy to go to the guest line right now and bring in somebody who covers the Cubs and baseball in Chicago for CHGO Sports. He is Jared Willis. You follow him on Twitter at JWYLLYS. Jared, always appreciate you taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. Good to talk some baseball with you.
Yeah, it's great to be able to talk to you. So this is a new era for Cubs baseball, obviously, with Craig Counsell coming in as the manager. From kind of a big picture scenario, what have you noticed? What kind of has anything really changed with him managing this team?
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of feel like here, what are we, a little over 50 games into the season, which, you know, is kind of the point where you can start to say, we think we're getting a sense for what this team is really like. And I think the consensus here in Chicago is actually a little bit like the Cubs have probably won more games than they really should have. And some of that feels like, is that a Craig Counsell thing where he's finding ways to squeeze out a couple more wins, because they've, you know, like we saw in this Atlanta series the Cubs have just had, and the series before that against the Pirates, the Cubs are really struggling to score. The offense is just not clicking, but they've survived on their pitching so far. But yeah, I think with Counsell so far, it does feel like, you know, he's doing the right things and making some of the right moves to set, put them in good position to steal a couple of games when, like I said, maybe they shouldn't have.
Yeah. One of the moves made this past week, pitching has been mostly good, but Kyle Hendricks has really struggled, and they took him out of the rotation. And how, you know, for a guy like him who's been with the Cubs longer than a Craig Counsell, what's the dynamic of that decision being made?
Yeah, that's such a hard one, and it was one that, you know, we've been asking Counsell about for a while, because – you know, Hendricks clearly struggling worse than we've ever seen in his career, but it's tough with him because of the history he has with the team. He's been there for such a long time. He's the last guy on the roster who was a part of that 2016 World Series team, and everybody remembers him as the guy who, you know, pitched so well in the playoffs that year. I mean, he's beloved, so it's kind of a loaded decision when it comes to making a move like this, but it just got to the point where it had to happen. Something had to be done, because he just could not get through even, you know, giving you like 4 clean innings or decent innings in a start. So finally made the move to the bullpen. He made his first appearance in relief today, gave up a couple of runs. So we'll see as he maybe gets a little more comfortable in that role, because it's something he's never done. As a major leaguer, he's never pitched out of the bullpen, so this is all brand new for him. So I'm willing to give him a couple appearances to kind of see how this is going to go. But, yeah, if he continues to struggle as a reliever, then you start to have to ask questions about, you know, what do we do with this guy at this stage in his career.
The Cardinals are going to see Shoto Imanaga coming up tomorrow, first time he'll face off against the Cardinals. 5.84 ERA. Did anybody see this coming from him?
No, absolutely not. I mean, even here, even here in Chicago, I think most of us, when he was signed back in January, heading into the season, the anticipation was like, we got ourselves a solid middle of the rotation guy. That was, you know, what everybody expected. So to see him as dominant as he has been through nine starts now is not something anybody expected. But you look at the way that he's doing it, he's been really effective at, like, he covers up and down in the zone, side to side. Like, he hits every quadrant. And so he's even without a lot of velocity, because his fastball tops out at like 93, he locates so well that nobody's had any luck getting like really high quality contact on him. But eventually, you know, the league's going to make their adjustments, and have to imagine at some point they're going to start to figure him out. But yeah, so far he's been just phenomenal.
Cubs have lost 7 of 10, to be fair. Two series against the Braves in there, and obviously the Braves are a really, really good baseball team. They also caught the Pirates when the Pirates were playing some of their better baseball, but still, they've lost 7 of 10. The Cardinals have won 8 of their 10 coming into this series. How do you kind of break down this series going in, where it looks like it's teams going in different directions?
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting, because you can get deceived by overall records or spots in the standings, because like you've just illustrated, the Cubs are not doing so well over the last couple of weeks. Whereas the Cardinals, I think, just coming off of a sweep in their last series, if I'm right,
yep,
if I'm remembering
Baltimore.
Correctly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So their, you know, their trajectory is very different. And like I said earlier, you've got a Cubs team that is really struggling to score. So if the Cardinals pitching is even decent, they're in pretty good shape to move even further up the standings, because the Cubs bats are just collectively have been quite cold for a while. Now, in fairness to them, they've faced some tough pitching. They went up against Paul Skenes over the weekend and a couple of the Pirates better starters. And then of course, you know, the Atlanta rotation is really tough, you know, Max Fried the other night. But yeah, it's not a lineup that is really looking that great top to bottom.
What team are Cubs fans most worried about in the division? Is it the Brewers because they're in first place? Is it the Cardinals because they're the team with the most kind of positive momentum right now? Is it the Pirates, the Reds for some other reason?
It is really, it still comes down to the Brewers and the Cardinals, because, you know, the Brewers, I think there's still a lot of talent on that team. And I think there's, you know, they made a smart move in putting Pat Murphy in charge, somebody who knows the team really well. And so even without Council there, obviously it's not like they took some giant step backward. They're still a very good baseball team. And the general feeling in Chicago is always like, just never rule out the Cardinals. You know, if they're doing badly, you're kind of waiting for things to take a turn, because Cubs fans, even if they don't like to admit it, begrudgingly have to admit that, you know, Cardinal baseball is usually pretty good. So those are the two teams that they keep, you know, you keep the closest eye on, especially like we said, with the way the Cardinals have been playing lately. This is a series that could be pretty big.
I don't know how the Brewers are doing it. I was in Milwaukee for almost 7 years covering that team, and I watched that machine just kind of do its thing. But they keep getting injuries, and they keep bringing guys up who I have literally never heard of. And I was around that organization for
right.
6 years. Like, I have a pretty good understanding of who's there. And these guys that you've never heard of are coming up. Now, admittedly, they've lost 4 of their last 6, but they do just keep winning. And, you know, last year, I didn't think they were going to win the division, and they won the division. So a lot of credit goes to that system that they have in place in Milwaukee.
Yeah, absolutely. After this number of years of the amount of success that they've had, you do kind of have to just say they know what they're doing, and like know what they're doing at an organizational level. Because like you said, it's, you know, whether it's injuries or things like when they traded Corbin Burns, I thought like, okay, this team is setting themselves up for a rebuild. And then now here we are getting to Memorial Weekend and they're in first place. So yeah, that's an organization that knows what they're doing and continues to do it well. I will be curious to see as the season progresses even further how well they can sustain this, especially as other teams start to get hot, like like St. Louis and, you know, and maybe the Cubs if their offense starts to click. But yeah, you got to hand it to Milwaukee.
Has and I know Jed Hoyer's in charge and he's very good at his job. But has Craig been able to bring some level of what they did in Milwaukee, not from an on-field standpoint, but from a developmental standpoint, from a team standpoint, stuff that generally is kind of outside of the bandwidth of a manager, but has he brought any of that to the Cubs?
Yeah, it does seem like there's a couple of things that have stood out initially, and one of those is the quality of the pitching, because that was always something that they did so well in Milwaukee was developing pitching. And so some of the difference that we've seen, particularly for the Cubs out of some of their young pitchers, they've had Ben Brown come up and really be impactful early on. Hayden Wesneski is looking pretty good. They've had a lot of success from some of these younger guys. Javier Assad is looking really fantastic. So that's one thing. And I think the other thing, too, is player development-wise, he has an eye on the system that I don't know how many managers do. That's something I asked him about during spring training, actually, was, you know, what his process was for, like, okay, once you guys break camp and, you know, you've got your team at the major league level, how do you kind of keep tabs on what's going on in the minor league system? And he said it's something that he watches closely. He watches games. He goes through box scores. Like, he's got his eye on what's going on in the farm system, which, like I said, I don't know how common that is for a major league manager to do that, because that's got to be tough. So I think we're starting to see just a little bit of the fruits of some of those things.
He is Jared Willis, covers Chicago baseball for CHGO Sports. You follow that outlet at CHGO_sports. You follow Jared at JWYLLYS. Jared, it's going to be a fun weekend. It feels like Cardinals-Cubs certainly matters this weekend with where the teams are at. And look forward to this weekend, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you again down the line.
Sounds good. Should be a great series.
All right, very good. That's Jared Willis joining us here on the program, previewing what's coming up this weekend with the Cardinals and the Cubs at Busch Stadium. Tickets are still available, by the way. If it's you're looking for something to do this weekend, it is a holiday weekend. Go check out the Cardinals this weekend and experience Cardinals Cubs. And it's, again, Cardinals are three games back of the Cubs right now. It's a three-game series. Cardinals just got done sweeping through Baltimore. They're playing some pretty good baseball right now. 8-2 in their last 10 games. That is the second-best record over their last 10 in the entire National League. Only the Phillies at 9-1 on a six-game winning streak have a better last 10 record than the Cardinals, and they've been able to knock down some of that deficit just a bit. Again, still under 500. They're 23-26. They've got certainly some work to do. Five games back in the division, but it does feel like there is some momentum for this club here at the moment. We will we'll take a break. Have more coming up in just a moment. St. Louis City Soccer Report tonight at 8 o'clock with Jen and Nate. We got a lot to get to, though, before we get to that. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.